This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 4th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. Expect sunny skies in Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. In Haifa, the sun is shining bright. It's a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, Ynet says Israel is bracing for escalation. There are doubts about the U.S. blockade strategy on Iran. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports the Attorney General has agreed to meet with Netanyahu's defense team. This could lead to a possible plea bargain. Also this hour, JNS reports Hezbollah targeted Israeli forces in southern Lebanon with rockets and drones. No injuries have been reported. Separately, Axios notes Trump has announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This move is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. And finally, from earlier today, JTA finds that 40% of Jewish NYC voters rate Sohran Mamdani's performance as mayor poor in a recent poll. Reaction has been swift on social media. Dan Linnaeus, a security analyst, posted just minutes ago that CENTCOM is supporting merchant vessels through a key international trade corridor. Yoni Mishani, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, wrote that Iran faces a critical decision tonight, either concede the loss of Hormuz or face military hostilities. AMK Mapping, a conflict monitoring account, posted earlier that the IRGC attacked an oil tanker near Fujairah, UAE. Thankfully, the crew is safe. Let's go deeper. Starting with the concerns about the U.S. blockade strategy on Iran, Ynet reports that Israel is closely watching the ongoing discussions between Washington and Tehran. The perceived low chances of a deal stem from Iran's refusal to engage with the Trump administration. This could lead to increased tensions in the region. Turning to the legal developments regarding Netanyahu, the Jerusalem Post says the Attorney General's agreement to meet with Netanyahu's defense team marks a significant step. This meeting, facilitated by President Herzog, could open doors for a plea bargain in Netanyahu's criminal trial. Should a deal be reached, it might alter the political landscape in Israel. Meanwhile, the recent Hezbollah attacks on Israeli forces in southern Lebanon, as reported by JNS, highlight ongoing instability. The attacks involved rockets and drones, yet no injuries occurred. This strike follows heightened tensions and might prompt further military responses from Israel. The ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, announced by Trump, detailed by Axios, comes amid these tensions. While it aims to foster peace, it presents challenges for Netanyahu, given the domestic political climate. If successful, it could shift dynamics in negotiations with Iran. Finally, the JTA reports on Zohan Mamdani's approval ratings among Jewish NYC voters. The poll suggests significant dissatisfaction, with 40% rating his performance as poor. This reflects broader debates over support for Israel within the city's political climate. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Definity has raised $12 million in a Series A round. The funding aims to automate enterprise data pipelines using AI, addressing inefficiencies as companies scale operations. Separately, Globes highlights unrest among bank workers in Israel. Efficiency drives at Bank Hapoalim, Discount Bank, and First International are leading to resistance due to measures like bonus cuts and downsizing. And finally, Walla Business quotes Tamar Levi-Bena, a senior treasury official, warning of a trauma economy. She foresees economic collapse, citing a deterioration in consumer spending and living standards. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 5 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.